Now, we come here in verse 12, and God is making something now very explicit. You see, the false prophets were still running around, God will spare Jerusalem. Why, it's his city. He loves it. He says his eye is there. And my, they could quote an abundance of scripture. And you can quote abundance of scripture for false doctrine today. But the interesting thing is, when you put it all together, it's not a jigsaw puzzle. You have a complete picture presented, and you can't support a great many of these theories. So here he's making it clear, Jerusalem is to be judged. Listen to him now. Verse 13, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and I'll break the staff of the bread, and will send famine upon it, and I'll cut off man and beast from it. Now, God says, I intend to judge that city that is a rebellious city, that has continuously rebelled against me, and I've given them the opportunity to return, and they will not. Now, if you want to know how definite it is, listen to what he says here. And this is one of the most remarkable passages that you'll find in the Word of God. Judgment now is unavoidable. Listen to verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver only their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Now, he says if Noah was in that city, and what a warning he should have been if he'd been in that city. Why, they wouldn't listen to Noah. They didn't listen to Noah in his day. That was the world. Now, do you think these people are listening to Noah? No. And I get rather amused today when I hear about, isn't it thrilling that they're looking for the ark over there, and they may find it. And believe me, I think they may find it. But let me ask you a question. How many believers do you think that'll make? I don't think it'll make any. Why, even if Noah was here, who'd believe him today even? Why, they'd call him a square, an old fogey. And there's one thing about a square, he doesn't go around in circles like a lot of people today. And some of these going around in circles today think they're big wheels too. But will you notice, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, now Daniel, why Nebuchadnezzar listened to him, and what a tribute it is. Ezekiel is the prophet, down with the remnant, but up yonder in the first great world ruler's palace is Daniel. What a tribute there is. These people knew about him. They knew he was God's man up there. And Job. Now, Job was a man that went through a great deal. But if he was in that city, he wouldn't help a bit. They should deliver their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. But they wouldn't deliver the city at all. Now, God says, verse 17, I'm going to bring a sword upon that land. He's going to let Nebuchadnezzar in, you see now, and he's going to destroy it. And he says, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. And again, God says, I intend to do this. Verse 20, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. Why, even now Noah couldn't save his own family in that city. They shall deliver only their own souls by their righteousness. And Daniel, you remember, saved a couple of empires. But if he was in this city, he couldn't help them out at all. And the reason God got Daniel out of Jerusalem down to that day is the reason that God's people wouldn't hear him, but an old pagan king down there is going to listen to him and make him the prime minister. That's interesting. I wonder today, let me ask this question. I don't know the answer. How many churches are there where the people will listen to the Word of God? And I believe that that's one reason in this hour that God is permitting the Word of God to go by radio. And he's permitted this great movement to the Word of God among these young people today, a crowd that many of us had written off. And I have read many letters to you, and may I say we have several hundred from these kids that became hippies and undope, and they've been saved. Why? Because Daniel wouldn't have done any good than Jerusalem. But I want to tell you, he's top man yonder in Babylon. No pagan king will listen to him. And my friend, if you folk in the churches are not going to listen to the word of God, God's going to go out yonder today and get it to the hippies and get the word out, and it's going today into South America. That's the reason we're so thrilled that through the Bibles being put into Spanish. And some fella said to me, some wag down in Texas said to me, says, how do you think you're going to sound down there in South America speaking in Spanish? Well, I don't know, because I won't be the one doing it, because I couldn't speak Spanish. But they are taking these messages, putting them in Spanish, and they're given down there. God's going to let people hear it today that will listen to him. And I think this is great. Oh, this is tremendous.